This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa! Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call!
War of the Roses time on The Wake Up Call. We are talking to Bianca this morning. Good morning, Bianca.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. So you think your boyfriend, Marcus, might be cheating on you, and we're about to do our test and find out to the best of our ability. But first of all, how long have you and Marcus been together?
Like 2 years and change.
Okay. Is this something recent, or have you been suspecting this for a while? Like, why do you think he's cheating on you?
For his birthday, I got him a necklace with both our initials on it and has a little heart around it. And he hasn't worn it not even once. It's still in the box.
It's still in the box. And
okay, yeah. So let me ask you this. Is he not a jewelry guy?
No. He accessorizes and stuff. And so it's so weird. So like, who is he cheating on me with? Like, who does he not want to see that?
Yeah, I do get what you're saying.
All right. Well, we're going to get right down to this.
Thank you.
I've got some ideas, but I don't want to say it either way. So Katie's going to offer him some free roses. We'll see who he sends them to and what he writes on the card as well. And then we're going to conference you guys together, regardless of what he says or who he sends them to. And we're going to sort this out.
Okay, awesome.
It's War of the Roses on The Wake Up Call.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak with Marcus?
This is Marcus.
Hi, this is Layla with calling today with a special gift that we're offering to all of our valued customers. Today's gift is one...
I'm sorry, I'm not interested in sales calls or anything.
Keep in mind, this is... we are offering...
Hold on a second. Marcus, are you going to... Are you there?
Are you there?
I think he hung up. Marcus? Wow. Oh, no, he didn't hang up. We didn't want to lose you. My name's Gavin, and that's Katie. We're on the wake-up call on 106.5 The End. This is something we do called War of the Roses. And do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Did you know what it was as soon as Katie called up?
No.
Okay, but you know what War of the Roses is. So, okay.
Yeah, I do.
So you know that your girlfriend Bianca is listening. We're just going to bring her in here. Bianca, are you there?
Yeah.
Marcus, obviously Bianca thinks that you're cheating on her, or at least has a strong suspicion that that might be the case. I mean, we'll just ask you, are you?
No. What is going on? Okay. Why do you think I'm cheating?
Why won't you wear the necklace?
So she told us that she got you a necklace for your birthday what'd she say? It has their initials on it?
Is that what it is? It has both of your initials?
No, I don't wear it because it looks cheap. It is cheap. I don't want to wear it because it's ugly. Babe, I love you. I love the sentiment, but I don't... No, I'm not wearing that thing.
That's tough.
Wow.
When somebody gets you jewelry and it's not great...
I don't give jewelry as gifts.
Yeah.
And obviously nobody gets me jewelry as a gift, which is fine. I'm not a jewelry person. So I don't know what makes something not jewelry for somebody else, but especially for a man. So like Marcus, do you not feel like you've got the kind of relationship where you felt like you could just tell her, your girlfriend Bianca, that you didn't?
That's a really tough thing to do.
That you just didn't like it? Yeah, but look, here we are.
Right. I understand. I mean, I wouldn't. Buying jewelry for men, I think, is harder than buying jewelry for women.
Have you ever bought jewelry for Marcus before?
I bought him like a leather, like little thing and like little things here and there. But this was the first time he had like our initials on it and stuff like that.
That's tough.
Since we're being honest right now, I haven't liked any jewelry you've gotten me. Like nothing. I don't like it.
Okay.
And I feel like, you don't even know my, like, I feel like I'm a fashionable person and that you don't even know.
Okay. So
my
case. Okay. Now I'm going to defend her. Why didn't you at some point kind of point her in the direction of stuff you would like?
I think me wearing my stuff when we're out together is doing that.
Mm.
I didn't think I had to say it. I'm literally wearing what I like and you don't see it.
I mean, you know, he kind of just made my argument.
Bianca, just maybe avoid jewelry altogether. It just seems like a safe bet.
No, but it's a meaningful like gift.
He has a style and he just wants to have his style. I would say, and I'm not saying that is a bad thing or a good thing, but Bianca, I would just pick a different genre of gift. Cause it sounds like he's gonna be a tough customer to make happy in that department. So instead of trying to do it, I would just do what you're good at and find something else. You know, but anyway, though, listen, that's, you're not cheating. He's not, you don't think he's cheating, do you, Katie?
No, God.
Yeah, no. Okay, good. All right. So, good luck, you two, though, because this is just a communication thing. We can work this out. It's War of the Roses on the Wake Up Call.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Fidelity. How can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.